Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
The Holy Ghost said God's going to sweep you out. Some of you have been dropped, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have fallen, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have been let down, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you are just flailing through life, but God is getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have fallen into all kinds of addictions and problems and pain and turmoil, and you said, how did I get here? You got here because somebody dropped you, but you're going to get out because somebody's going to sweep you. There are three characters in the story. There are two scriptures in the text. There is the woman, the broom, and the coins. And that's all we have to work with. It's the woman, the broom, and the coins. That's all we have. The coins, the number 10 identifies the coins. But it's only one woman, which is a tenth of the 10. You missed it. There are 10 coins. There's only one woman in the whole story. She doesn't invite people till the story's over. She is a tenth. She is what she lost. So maybe there aren't three characters. Maybe the woman and the coin have a lot in common. Because the coin is a tenth of the 10, and it's just like the woman who is one, which brings us down to understanding individual value is critical. Because if you don't understand individual value, you won't sweep. This is where the enemy comes in after your self-esteem and how you see yourself. This is where the enemy tries to erase, I can do all things out of your head, because you think you are stuck waiting on somebody else to come. But on an individual level, you have to do your own sweeping. I can love you, but I can't sweep for you. I can pray for you, but I can't sweep for you. I can advise you, but I can't sweep for you. I can counsel you, but I can't sweep for you. You can't wait till you get married to start sweeping. Having a man won't make you sweep. Finding your woman won't make you sweep. If they wasn't sweeping when you met them, you coming along to a deadbeat ain't gonna make a deadbeat come alive. You got to get your broom before you get with me, baby. I need to see something in your hand, some kind of motion, some kind of action, somebody who gets what I'm saying, make some noise in here. I can't be locked up with somebody that don't have no broom. Touch 10 people, say, where's your broom? Where's your broom? Where's your broom? Where's your broom? You came to church this morning. Where's your broom? What you gonna get it with? What you gonna pull it in with? What you gonna tweet with? What's your strategy? What are you working with? Don't come to the well and not have something to draw with. Where's your broom? So the woman, see, I want to draw a little bit more association between the woman and the coin, because you can only gather what you relate to. She's not trying to get the nine. She got the nine. She's after the one. She is one. You can only get what you are. That's why imitating me won't make you better. There has to be an association between what you are after and what you are. So you got one woman looking for one coin to make it an aggregate of 10. Yes. Because 9 is a deficit. So the decision has to be made. Are you going to live with a deficit, or are you going to sweep for an aggregate. Can I, come on with me, church. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, we got some sweeping to do. If you ain't a sweeper, get up and move. We got some sweeping to do. We got some sweeping to do this morning. We got some sweeping to do this morning. If we don't do some sweeping, we're not going to get the breakthrough. God's got something for us to receive this morning, but we got to be ready to do some sweeping. Are there any sweepers in the house? Make some noise. Sweepers, 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 make some noise. You can't be a sweeper if you're not intentional. When you see the woman grab her broom, that means I am not going to settle to live the rest of my life in a deficit. When you see her go for her broom, it means I'm going to get back what the enemy stole from me. When you see her go for the broom, it's a sign that whatever is missing in my life, I'm willing to sweep for it. I'm not willing to do without it. I'm not willing to make the best of a bad situation. Whatever it takes to get the breakthrough that I need, I'm willing to sweep for it. I feel a sweeping spirit about to hit this house. I feel a breakthrough getting ready to hit this room. I feel a deliverance about to come. Somebody's watching over the internet and the Holy Ghost just showed you, you got to get your broom back. Hallelujah. Yes, you survived it, but until you get your broom back, you're not going to stop things from falling. You got some sweeping to do, but if you sweep for it, everything that the enemy took out of your life, God is going to give it back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Whoever I'm preaching to in this room, whatever God is talking to you about, if you are tracking with me, give God some praise in this house. So Hattie, I saw a coin falling. I saw a coin. I saw a coin falling. I won't even begin to go into everything he showed me about it, but I saw a coin falling. And the coin fell without feeling. And then I saw a baby falling. And when I saw the baby falling, I saw Mephibosheth. He came, Shatta. I saw Mephibosheth falling. Mephibosheth fell because somebody dropped him. It wasn't even his fault. Somebody responsible, and I saw the terror of falling. I saw the loss of control in the fall. I saw the loss of support in the fall. And he fell. And he fell into Lodabar. Like you fell into depression. Like you fell into obscurity. Like you fell into silence, like you fell into shame, like you fell into heartache, like you fell into narcissism, like you fell into agony. The real problem is not your fault. They set a course on trajectory of fright and hysteria because you have the feeling of being out of control. And anytime you feel out of control, it triggers you. Your trigger is instigated by the loss of control because you have been dropped. And etched into your memory bank is the feeling of being out of control. So you can only operate in controlled environments, because when you don't feel like you're in control, you become hysterical because it triggers the trauma because somebody dropped you. So Mephibosheth fell into Lodabar, and he could not get himself out So David had to sweep for him. Come on, come on, stay with me. So David's question, is there any left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness to, said to Ziba, go sweep for him. Find him, he's down there in Lodabar, and Ziba swept him out. The Holy Ghost said, God's gonna sweep you out. Some of you have been dropped, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have fallen, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have been let down, but God's getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you are just flailing through life, but God is getting ready to sweep you out. Some of you have fallen into all kinds of addictions and problems and pain and turmoil. And you said, how did I get here? You got here because somebody dropped you, but you're going to get out because somebody's going to sweep you. Slap somebody and say, get ready for a comeback. Get ready for a comeback. Get ready for a comeback. You fell into something and you can't get out of it, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into a relationship, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into an addiction, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into an attitude, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into a mood swing, but get ready for a comeback. You fell into despair, but get ready for a comeback. What did you come to church for anyway? Why come to church if you're not willing to change, if you're not willing to transform, if you're not willing to move, if you're not willing to go to the next level? Somebody in here was lost and about to be found. Somebody in here, God is getting ready to put you back in the position that you fell out of. Give him 30 seconds of crazy, ridiculous, Holy Ghost, hysterical, revolutionary, restorative praise. That ain't it. I said restorative praise.
Registration is now open for the 2024 International Leadership Summit. Continue your growth and elevate your journey with world-class speakers and transformative workshops. Coming home to Dallas, Texas, the 2024 International Leadership Summit is where the world's most visionary leaders gather.
I want you to be in the room where it happens.
Act now and secure next year's spot at the best possible price.
I believe God has something for you.
Register today at thisisils.org and empower your leadership journey.
Disruptive thinking, disruptive patterns of thought are essential for such a time as this. Break through old barriers. Shatter old paradigms. New experiences, fresh ideas. Revelations, the church at Ephesus fell as a collective. The Bible says to the church at Ephesus in the book of Revelations, remember from what great height you have fallen. Entire movements are falling. And remember from what great height you have fallen has always reminded me of erosion. Because if I fell like Mephibosheth, I can't forget it. But if I fall gradually, I can't remember it. If I fall suddenly, it's a trigger. But if I fall gradually, I can't even notice it. So God says, remember from what great height you have fallen. That's the gradual erosion of your position, your status, or your integrity. And you don't even know when you dropped it. It wasn't a conscious decision to drop it. It was a gradual erosion. Little by little, you shrunk. Lowered your standards. lowered your integrity. Little by little, you gave up you to fit in with them. And now you're down here in this low place, Setako. And God says, remember from what great height you were there, and look at you now. You used to be excited to come to church. Now it's a choice and it's an option. You used to be the first one waiting on them to open. When they gonna open the door? Don't make no sense. Why don't they open up the door? You was fussing trying to get in. Now we can't get you out of bed. And you don't even notice what day it happened. The gradual erosion of the collective is perhaps more traumatic than the sudden dropping of the individual. Because the sudden dropping of the individual brought awareness. Gradual erosions happen without notice. Remember from what great height you have fallen. Can I go this deep on Sunday morning? Do I have permission to go this deep? Humanity fell in the book of Genesis. When Eve was a partaker of the fruit, humanity didn't fall. But when she turned and gave it to her husband, all humanity fell when he bit. And everything in him fell. So everything that was born out of their union was born fallen. So we don't have to do anything wrong to be a sinner. Because to be a sinner is not just an action, it's a state. It's a position. I was born in the position. I was born in iniquity. I was shaping in it. I was born in sin. I was shaping in iniquity. If I was born in sin, before I got to do anything, I was in it before I did it. That's why I did it, because I was in it. You can't help but do it because you was born in it. Like the woman can't help but sweep for the coin, because anytime you sweep for it, you have to be it to get it back. Kinsman, you got to be kin to what you're after. You got to be kin to what you're after. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You got to be kin to what you're after. Can I go deeper? Jesus said, I saw Lucifer falling from heaven. I saw him falling from heaven. Final point, I'm through. It's not even a point. It's a prophecy. There shall be a great sweeping. There shall be a great sweeping. But in order to get the great sweeping, you have to be intentional. You don't sweep by accident. The woman had an intentionality and an urgency in her sweep. She is not distracted. She is not divided. She's not cooking and sweeping. She's not looking out the window and sweeping. She has put a high priority on the aggregate value of getting back to the 10. In order to get what you're after, you're going to have to focus on it. You're going to have to shut out your ears to all outside noise and everything that everybody's been saying to you to distract you. That is not your battle. That is not your problem. That is not your assignment. That is not your business. That is not your situation. That is not your circumstance. That is not your problem to solve. Quit letting everybody drop their problems on you and let their problems become your assignment. In order for you to get the great sweeping, you're going to have to focus. Who am I talking to? I feel like a prophetic word is coming to somebody. There shall be a great sweeping. Touch three people and say, get ready to sweep for it. Watch this. Watch this. Whoever I'm preaching to, I'm talking to you. You getting this? You're ready to receive this? You're open to receive this? Are you open to receive this? If you're watching online, are you open to receive this? If you're streaming on the broadcast, are you open to receive this? This is the word of the Lord to you. Thus saith the Lord, you have lost place. You have lost place means you have lost position. You are flying at a lower altitude than what I created you to function on. You have lost place. Descending in altitude has put you in a different atmosphere. You have lost place. Hear ye the word of the Lord. You have entered into a turbulence that you're not designed to fly in because you're flying too low. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Why do I need strength? Because I'm going to mount up on wings like eagles. What do eagles do? They don't ride through the storm. They ride above the storm. If you're in turbulence, if you're in confusion, if you're in chaos, you're riding too low. It's time to lift your wings and strengthen yourself and get back at the altitude that I created you to fly in. You have lost place. You have lost time. Every day you're lost, the nine are functioning at a deficit. This woman is urgently sweeping. There's a time factor to it. You don't have time to keep making the same mistakes over and over again. You don't have time to repeat the same cycle over and over again. What used to throw me, don't throw me like it used to throw me. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't have time. I'm on a mission. If it ain't sweeping, I ain't talking. If it ain't sweeping, I'm not looking. If it's not sweeping, I'm not paying it no attention. I don't have time to look out the window. I don't have time to play games. This is my last chance to sweep. Slap somebody and say, sweep that thing. Sweep the whole house. Sweep the living room. Sweep behind the couch. Sweep behind the chair. Sweep up under the dining room table. God said you're about to get everything you lost. Give him a praise, somebody. You lost place. You lost time. You lost environment because God did not create you to be in the hog pen. God did not create you to be lost in the house. God did not create you to go to hell from church. What is a dime doing on the floor? How did the dime get on the floor in the first place? Somebody must have dropped it for it to get on the floor. Nobody makes dimes for floors, but it's fallen into an environment that's beneath them. You have dumbed down who you are so you could have company, but God is getting ready to sweep you out. He's going to sweep you out of that clique. He's going to sweep you out of that club. He's going to sweep you out of that association. Who am I preaching to? So I'll stop with this. The Lord said you've lost time. You've lost place. You've lost environment. Watch this. But you have not lost value. You've lost time. You've lost place. You're in a strange, lost environment. You're in Lodabar. You don't belong in Lodabar. You belong in the king's house. You're a king's kid. You're living beneath your privilege. But you have not, wait. You've lost time, you've lost place, you've lost environment. You have not lost value. The dime is worth as much on the floor if I was silver in the hand, I'm silver on the floor. If I was gold on this level, I'm still gold on the floor. That's why I stick out on the floor. That's why I don't fit in on the floor. That's why I don't look right with dust and dirt on the floor, because I was not designed for what I'm in. Whoever I'm preaching to, you were not designed for what you're in. There are people in this room that are living in limbo. You're not where you used to be, but you're not where you're gonna be. You took a pit stop that became permanent.
Stop living in limbo and focus on God's promises.
Why are you stuck in limbo?
For your gift of support, you'll receive the Disruptive Discovery Journal, which includes targeted promises for your empowerment, as well as digital access to the Disruptive Conversation series.
My best days are not behind me. My best days are in front of me. I haven't climbed my highest mountain. I haven't done my greatest miracle yet. I will not stay stuck in this place.
Disrupt the old and walk in God's new. Call or click today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.